Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. And we also broadcast to great radio stations all across America, or as heard on the GCN USA and selected Salem Media stations out there too, and as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers working out there, as well as the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as Felix and the mail, bulk mail haulers, hauling the mail to the post offices where it's sorted and delivered to you. And don't forget, the suicide jockeys, Tom out there and his buddies hauling the gas and the diesel to your favorite gas station. All right, now you can follow us on Facebook, folks, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. Our handles over there are at Captain's America, all the same. And on Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And don't forget, we have a website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, where you can go over and at any time of the day or night, listen to the latest show that's playing over there, including this one live right now in the feed that's over there. You're hearing us live on the satellite feed right there on the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. All righty. Well, let's jump on over to the telephone line and bring in Kyle Warren, a professor of politics from California. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Well, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yeah, it's not a bad day in the neighborhood. It was cloudy a little while ago, but now it's partly cloudy, and it is, 82 degrees. It went up a degree.
Wow, all right.
Not bad weather if you can get it.
Not bad, especially when it's 66 degrees here in Southern California tonight.
And I would need a coat for that.
Right.
Yep, because I've become acclimated to the nice warm weather.
Yep.
All right. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the show with some very somber news. We have the former Japanese Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, who was shot in an apparent assassination attempt, gravely injured, his heart stopped while all this was going on, during a campaign speech. And I understand that he is in hospital. I understand he's still alive, but he's in grave condition, as one might expect.
Yes, that is the information we have at this hour, Captain Shinzo Abe, 67 years old. He was, in fact, shot while making a political campaign speech. This is in the city of Nara. It's on the island of Honshu. It's, give you some idea, it's near Kyoto and Osaka in that general area. But one of the things, of course, is, yes, he was shot by an assailant who, according to these initial reports, may have used a homemade gun, as it's being described. Japan, of course, has very strict gun laws and so forth. And also, Captain, what's interesting here, too, is that in Japan, it's very rare for this kind of political violence to happen at all. They're very rare cases, for sure. But obviously, we don't know all the details yet about any kind of motivations. But former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe obviously fighting for his life at this hour.
Well, we're going to keep our eyes on this as best we can. Right now, they're not saying a lot, I guess, because of his condition. There's not much you can say when someone's literally battling for their life and they were shot point blank with a shotgun, even if it is a homemade shotgun.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Some of the photos and video that has emerged is very, very disturbing, to say the least.
Yeah, I can see them working on them right here. That's part of what the photos that I'm looking at. All right, well, the big, 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 big story is Texas. Now, Governor Greg Abbott, and you heard me talk about this with you. You heard me talk about this with Frank Silvato. We're going to talk about it at length when he comes on in hour number four of the program today, about state sovereignty, about the federal government not doing what they're supposed to be doing according to the law, and the states have the right and the option to be able to step in, exercising state sovereignty, and say, we're not going to listen, we're not going to obey that law, but we are going to enforce this law because you aren't. That's what's going on. And consequently, Governor Greg Abbott is now going to take, and he's ordered his Texas Department of Public Safety troopers, as well as the Texas National Guard, to take the illegals when they catch them, and they are illegal, and turn them around and take them right back to the border and drop them off and say, see ya.
Well, that's right. You know, Captain, it is pretty interesting. We just celebrated Independence Day this last July 4th.
Yep.
The notion that you wouldn't have a sovereign, you wouldn't have a king who would just rule over you. Well, it's interesting that many on the left seem to believe that the state's rights just are non-existent these days, and they actually do want to have more or less of a kingdom that says, here's how we're going to do things. So you're absolutely right about the state's rights issue.
All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back from break, and we're going to get into this a little bit more in depth, because it's worth the discussion to explain to you what's going on here. Florida, any state in the country can do what Governor Abbott just did. Just tell the federal government to kiss off. All right, I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. We'll be to Kyle, back to Kyle in just a moment. You know, Mike Lindell is back out there just selling. But you've got a limited time to take advantage of the My Slipper products, because when they're gone, they're gone. They've changed to a new line, and you might want to just get over there and take a look and see what's going on. You can save $90. On a pair of My Pillow slippers right now. And I'll tell you what, they've also got the buy one, get ones on everything else. The My Pillow bed sheets, the Giza bed sheets, the My Pillow Giza elegance pillows, the 6-piece towel sets, the bath towel sets. And oh, by the way, have you heard the latest? Beach towels. Yeah, buddy, beach towels of the same quality as the 6-piece towel sets there are for sale right now. Go check them out. All you got to do is go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and click on the promo or use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free in select items. Also, take advantage of the new beach towels they got there and the slippers. $90 off on a pair of slippers. That's going to go. And when it's gone, it's gone. Don't forget, you'll also receive a copy of Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. So call them at 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and always use the promo code CAPTAIN. That'll get you the low prices. CAPTAIN on whatever you want. All righty. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to touch base right now and talk about what it is Texas is doing, because this is so important that people need to understand this. Right now, people are going, oh, well, the Democrats are just going to go to the buddies in the court, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. Well, fine, let them do it. But guess what? They've been shot down before over this very same stuff. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott yesterday issued an executive order instructing the Texas National Guard to capture illegal immigrants in the U.S. and take them back to the southern border, along with the Department of Public Safety, the troopers there in Texas. Anywhere they find them in Texas, they're going to load them up on a bus, take them right back to the border, and say, hasta la vista, baby. Now, the federal government's going to have a hissy, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
However, Abbott blamed the Biden administration for not enforcing federal immigration laws and doing the job of the federal government, especially under Article 4, subparagraph 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which lays out the federal government's responsibility in protecting states against an invasion. And Texas has declared that they are being invaded by illegals along the entire length of their border with Mexico. And I would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Well, it certainly is something that the terminology, that's going to be where the part of that rub is going to be whether or not the term invasion means a group of people or just people coming over, or is it a militaristic style of entry in. But that being said, and I think they'll argue about that all the live long day, but the end result is that the economy is affected, the society is affected, the services that the state can even provide are affected. It goes on and on. And so that's where I think they're going to hang their hat on something like this.
Now, thousands of Texas National Guard and Texas Department of Public Safety officers who've already been deployed to the border via Abbott's Operation Lone Star mission, which is a $3 billion mission funded totally by the state of Texas, will now have the authorization to apprehend immigrants who cross the border between ports of entry or commit other violations of federal law, and then return those illegal immigrants to the border at a port of entry. Another $30 million was just kicked in there for the transportation they're going to need.
Well, sure. And, you know, Captain, this, as you mentioned, this, the idea of the state's rights, that's so important because there is a balance and there is, a relationship between the states and the federal government, where states are empowered to do certain things, the federal government's empowered to do certain things, and, if you have the states actually having to take over what the federal government should be doing, namely regulating the border in a reasonable way that protects the United States of America, they can say the federal government's not doing its job, therefore we are stepping in. So this is it's going to be a huge legal battle for sure, but I think the reasonableness is on the side of the governor.
Well, yeah, and this is exactly what the government said, or governor said word for word. This is from Governor Greg Abbott in Texas. Quote, I've authorized the Texas National Guard and the Texas Department of Public Safety to begin returning illegal immigrants to the border to stop their criminal enterprise endangering our communities. He goes on to say, as the challenges on our border continue to increase, Texas will continue to take action to address those challenges caused by the Biden administration. End of quote. Again, violation of Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution.
Well, right. And so this is the very framework on which the relationship between the United States and to the federal government exists. So, yes, you're definitely going to see this flare up, but at the same time, Captain, I think you'll get a lot of public opinion on this, because obviously people that are not allowed to come into the country yet because they haven't gone through the proper process according to this, no right to stay until they are processed.
Well, here's what's been going on, and here's what we can't allow anymore, and here's why Abbott stepped in. The executive order cited reasons such as 42 terrorist-linked suspects on the terrorist watch list being arrested while trying to enter the U.S. since January 2021, and an unknown number who have successfully entered the U.S. without even being detected.
Now, the order also cites the Biden administration's ending of the Remain in Mexico policy, which has required which required migrants to stay in Mexico until their U.S. asylum process could be approved. Well, now those efforts, the Title 42 expulsions, are pitching to end, and it looks like as if up to 18,000 illegal immigrants could be coming across that border every day to register and come here to stay.
And, of course, here's a good question. Is any of that really sustainable?
Of course not.
Into the different communities and so on and so forth. What we have here, Captain, is no holds barred immigration influx that the Biden administration and the Democrat Party elite love because they know how destabilizing it truly is. And unfortunately, you have a lot of people. I understand they're seeking a better life, and I understand all the motivations of that, generally speaking, but the Democrat Party elite see it as a way of crippling the system itself, and that's diabolical.
Well, here's what's been going on under Joe Biden. Over the July 4th weekend, how many illegals do you think the Texas officials actually caught?
How many?
5,000 over the July 4th weekend. 3 days. 5,000 illegals. Here, blatantly illegal, no proof that they'd signed in or registered anywhere. That's number one. Number two, in fiscal year 2020, a total of 458,088 illegal immigrants were apprehended at the southern border, compared to 1,734,686 in fiscal year 2021. The first 8 months of the fiscal year 2022 show that 1,536,899 illegal immigrants have been apprehended already. We're on target to have well over 200,000 illegals in this, or 2 million, sorry, illegals in this country by the end of the year, and maybe even more.
I suppose we could say as well, Captain, that this is an obvious abject failure of the vice president to, quote, address the root cause.
Oh, you mean the czar?
The czar, that's right, the immigration czar, Kamala Harris, to address the root causes of all the migration and so forth. So I got to tell you, it's whatever it is, it's not working.
She's got a root cause, all right.
Right. Well, of course, then she said don't come to the United States. Well, she didn't say it loud enough, or maybe she needs a bullhorn or something. I don't know.
She laughed when she said it.
That's true.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful Friday. I hope it's a great day where you're at. If not, go out and make it a great day. And we shall return and be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News. The former Cleveland police officer who shot and killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice in 2014 abruptly resigned from a tiny police department in rural Pennsylvania. That is less than a day after the news of his hiring broke. Timothy Lohman was set to serve as the force's sole police officer in the township, which has a population of roughly 700. It was reported that Lohman changed his name when applying. Rice's family, along with others, slammed the decision to hire Lohman, calling it a, quote, game of whack-a-mole. The former officer tried to get back into law enforcement and was unsuccessful in Ohio in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. And before I get back with our guest, Kyle Warren, I want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. You know, I've had people asking me every time I go somewhere, does that stuff really work? Well, the short answer is yes. And the shorter answer to that is, it's because of what's in it. Now, if you've got back pain or knee pain or shoulder pain or hip or foot pain or ankle pain or any kind of pain at all, and you've had it and you can't seem to get rid of it, or when you do get rid of it, it comes right back, I got a product that's going to help you. It's called Relief Factor. Now, the reason it's going to help is because of what it does. It goes after the inflammation and the swelling and the pain that you've got, whatever the problem is that you've got going on. Now, it could be your wrist, it could be your ankle, it could be both, whatever. This product will attack both because it goes after wherever the pain is coming from. And nerves are kind of funny the way they work. You might have a pain in, like I do a lot of times, in your left foot, and the pain will go up to your, like your left knee, your left hip, and up into your left arm, which is some of what happens that I personally have. But the Relief Factor works, and the reason is because it's got the natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which goes after your problem, but it also activates the body's natural response to inflammation and helps to get rid of that swelling and that pain that you've got. It'll go straight to the source, as I said. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is good for you anyway. It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. All you have to do to find out and get involved in the three-week quick start to begin with, that's it, the three-week quick start, that'll tell you, is to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 three-week quick start and see what it'll do for you. Because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is...
All you have to lose is pain.
And this will do it. This will do it. I've had to take it several times, and I've had to double up on it a few times in the last few weeks because of the problems that I've been having. But it works. It works, and my doctor tells me, keep taking it. Keep taking it. All right, well, Kyle, what a situation we got going on in the country right now with the voter shift. Now, I'll explain. Voters are switching lopsidedly to the Republicans in another warning for the Dems. Now, a political shift is beginning to take hold across the United States in many areas of the country as tens of thousands of suburban voters who helped fuel the Democratic Party's gains in recent years are now becoming Republicans because their wallets are running dry. Gasoline is killing them. The price of goods and services and power and everything else that's going on is killing them, and they believe the Republicans will help them versus the Democrats. I've heard it from many, 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 many Democrats and independents in my travels.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the Democrat party elite make grave errors, Captain, when they think that they can impose all the ideology that they have in such a bad economic strait that we're in. Usually things are going pretty well, and then they can preach all of their ideology, and they can try to win over people that way. But that's because people are more or less contented with how things are going generally. But now we've got this whole situation where the inflation's at a 40-year high. There's so much uncertainty. It goes on and on and on in terms of what's the next shoe to drop. And also, though, that being said, there's a values disconnect, Captain. I think many people across the country who have been Democrats look at the Democrat Party and those representing it and the fringe elements that are now becoming the mainstream elements. They look at it and say, these people don't represent me. This thought process is not mine.
Well, that's all true. But the other thing that's true is that people, and let's just take this Associated Press subline to all of this, examine the data from 31 states in which voters explicitly register by political party. And that makes that information available to the public. And across those states, nearly 680,000 voters had changed their registrations in the past year, this from Democrat to Republican. And in the state of Florida, for the first time in many years, the Republicans outnumber the Democrats.
This is really significant stuff. Now, we also know that some who were registered as Republicans might have changed to Democrat.
That's true, but not as many.
But not as many. That's right. That's why the overwhelming thrust of all of this is that people are seeing the absolute, you know, tragedy of what's happened to the American economy, to people's livelihoods, to their future, to their opportunities, and to their perception of how things are going to be tomorrow. And it's not good.
Right. And, of course, the other thing about people, when you talk about perception, they know where the taxes are cheaper. The reason they're coming to places like Tennessee, no state income tax. The places like Texas, no state income tax. Places like Florida, no state income tax. They know they're going to save that money right off the bat.
Well, right. You know, and for all Americans, regardless of their party affiliation, you know, how can you have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness when you're taxed, you know, and everything, there's no opportunity, the future is bleak, and all you get is this, hey, it's Putin's price hike. That's the huge problem for you. Or we don't have anything to do with this, you know, and on it goes, and people don't buy that.
Well, Putin's price hike started after Joe Biden's blitz to defund and deregulate and get rid of the oil companies and all of their shale operations and all of their new wells that they had and all that stuff and the Keystone XL pipeline. That all happened before Putin.
Well, sure. Well, I mean, it's to the point, Captain. I think the Biden administration would blame Bigfoot or UFOs or something if they could. But, of course, they just keep pointing at Putin and saying, well, it's this, you know, Putin invaded Ukraine, which is bad, obviously, but it's not the sole reason or even the overriding reason why the Democrat policies are such a huge failure.
The price of American oil had gone up 66% before Putin fired the first shot in Ukraine. Under Joe Biden.
Well, exactly. Exactly right. And so it's all for show. And, you know, they come up with this thing, and that's the big lie strategy. You keep going out and saying Putin's price hike because it's alliterative, you know, Putin's price hike. And it sounds like a thing, but it's not a thing.
Oh, that's true. And by the way, folks, if you want to participate in what we're talking about or anything else, the number is 877-969-8600. I had somebody tell me I don't give the number enough, but I give it every time we go to or from break.
We do our best. That's right. That's
yep.
Right.
All right. And Richard is telling us don't come to his house because we will need a coat. 56 degrees and clear.
I can see that. You're right. Yeah, so you're 10 degrees cooler than we are here in Southern California, Richard.
Yes, and Richard, I'm at 82 degrees. So come on down.
That's right.
Yep, and fishing is great down here when it gets warm like that. We've had a few storms around in the afternoon, but nothing all that terrible. Okay, Prime Minister Boris Johnson resigns from the United Kingdom. Normally the procedure would be you might want to get out the door as soon as you could. Johnson says he's going to stay until they elect another prime minister.
Yeah, and that's causing a controversy in and of itself. And, you know, so many of his cabinet people and have resigned, and it just became untenable. So
59, to be exact.
Well, that's right. So you've got, you know, that's very significant. A lot of the UK conservatives, of course, are saying he needs to go immediately just so that there's some kind of stability and the idea of moving forward here. So we'll see. I mean, things could change, you know, fairly rapidly, one might think, if that atmosphere keeps going. And his poll numbers have dropped, by the way, significantly in Great Britain. So that can also be brought to bear on this.
Well, of course. On the poll numbers, of course. Yeah.
Well, right. And so, of course, he came in, you know, he was going to do Brexit, and that all got done and everything. He seemed to have stopped appealing so much to some of the younger folks and so forth who kind of like some of his, you know, brashness or rogueness and this kind of thing. So it's time for him to go. He's going to go.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're going to be coming back with a Trucker's Highway by Boy Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a Friday, and I'll be right back.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, and Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
They love their occupation.
be none other than who, Kyle?
The Soul Circus Cowboys.
And what's that called?
That's a rolling across America, right?
Yep, you got that right. You're two for two. Keep up the good work. We might get you a candy bar out of the deal after all. All right. No, that's Soul Circus Cowboys. And we got some weather to talk about tonight, but we'll play a little bit of that at the end of the segment here. Now, let me back. And by the way, hello there to Sandusky, Michigan, called us tonight. And he was wondering how come they couldn't do what they're doing in Texas up there in Michigan. I said, well, it's state sovereignty. Each state has to do their own thing. If they don't, then too bad, so sad. All right, here we go. Let's take a look here. The intense heat, the heat wave, will continue across the southern tier of the country, the U.S., on Friday. It'll be even more hazy, more hot, more humid into Saturday. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories remain in effect for the south central plains into the south. Another round of severe thunderstorms are anticipated up in Montana, while heavy rain and flooding are possible in the Ohio Valley and eastern Carolinas. Now, I will tell you, we've been getting our fair share of afternoon thunderstorms down here. Nothing really all that terrible in terms of intensity, but we get a rain for, you know, pretty good rain for, oh, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes or maybe 30 minutes, and it ends, and away you go, and you start up again. But it cools things down just enough to where you can see the pavement radiating. You know how it does that, right, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it's been warm, and it's warm again. So you take it away out west, tell us what's going on.
Well, thank you, Captain. You mentioned the weather up in Montana. Now,
yep.
Earlier, we had a lot of severe thunderstorms warnings that were there on the map, but that's changed now into aerial flood watches. But I'm going to stay with the severe thunderstorm warnings because I think that there's still going to be dissipating there. So you want to be on the lookout for that. You could also continue to have heavy rain or extreme runoff and so forth, and especially one area just south of Glasgow, they've got, again, more thunderstorm warnings. Also, maybe wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour and also pea-sized hail. So you want to be aware of that if you're traveling up I-94 out of Miles City heading for Glendive as you head maybe perhaps to North Dakota. Or if you're up on U.S. Highway 2 up near Glasgow in northeastern Montana, definitely want to be aware of that tonight. There's definitely some rain on the map right there, a little south of Glasgow. Also, rain near Bozeman and Butte, as well as you come across I-90. So, going down into Wyoming, I-90 near Gillette, you've got rain coming across the road. This is going to extend southward from there over towards Hot Springs there on the border, basically with South Dakota, so be aware of that. Also, we've got a lot of rain down in the southeastern corner of Colorado tonight. It's covering I-25 as you head through Trinidad and go to northern New Mexico, but also over in U.S. Highway 287 near Springfield and Lamar, you've definitely got even some areas of heavy rain coming across the interstate there. Now, other than that, that's what we have going on. We don't have too many other alerts and so forth to tell you about, but it's still going to be hot out west. Phoenix right now, 93 degrees, Captain. Las Vegas Strip, 92 degrees, so it's warm still.
Well, we'll bring ourselves all the way down to the upper Midwest, down to Kansas. We'll start there. Kansas, in the northeastern part of Kansas, you got some rain. You got some flash flood watches through there. Down below on the border with Oklahoma, you've got some severe thunderstorm watches going on right now down there. And you're going to have a lot of heat today, 90, 95 to 100 degree temperatures across half of Oklahoma, across the eastern half of Texas, to include, once again, the Dallas Metroplex. And all of that will go across I-20 over to the northern part of Louisiana, and it'll go over into Mississippi, and we'll see it over as far as Alabama. Most of Alabama today is going to be very, very warm. Most of Alabama all the way down to Mobile. Moving over and up to the southern part of, Missouri. We're going to have some weather there, hot and possible severe thunderstorm watch in there. We've also got some flooding across the central part of Illinois right now over into Springfield. The southeastern corner of Iowa has got some heavy rain right now, and we do have some flooding in the northeastern corner of Missouri. as we speak right now as well. And that rain, the severe thunderstorms, are going to also make themselves evident during the course of the day sometime in the Dallas Metroplex. And then the eastern part of Arkansas, from about Little Rock over to Memphis and down towards the Louisiana line, you're going to have thunderstorms to be watching out for all day long today as things change there. Now, moving down further over to the east, the panhandle of Florida is going to have a little bit of rain around Pensacola and maybe over as far as where Frank Savato lives over there in Navarre. That'll be about it for them, though, in terms of any severe weather. It's even remotely being talked about in my state. And then going up the east coast, you got a little bit of haze and hot air again up along the ocean. You might notice when you look out there and you want to see where the big ships are out there 2-3 miles away coming up and down the coastline that you can't see them because it's so hazy. And that sucks because that ruins your binocular trip and all that stuff that you made in taking pictures long range and whatnot. And we've got some rain. There'll be some showers today up in New England in the various places where they have the rain on a nice warm day. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and the Flying J.
All right. Well, drivers out there, don't forget, you want to pull into the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. There you're going to get great your fuel, obviously, your supplies, and some great food as well. Go to pilotflyingj.com to use their locations function to find the nearest travel center near you. And, of course, pro drivers, you can subscribe to the My Rewards Plus app. You can start earning up to 4 points per gallon, and it's really the fastest way to rewards out there on the road. This is really the best rewards fuel app that you're going to find. Also, there's other great things that come along with it. Like, for example, you'll be able to get great offers and track your points and all kinds of great things with that. So pro drivers, definitely check it out. Also, if you're RVing out across the highways and byways of the land, check out the Pilot and Flying J for RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps as well. And when you sign up with the My Rewards Plus app, you can use their trip planner. That's key. That's going to be perfect for your trip across this great country of ours. So check them out today, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, folks, that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he'll be back with us right after the top of the hour news. And we're going to let Soul Circus Cowboys take us out a little bit here.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.